Good morning. Many places bottomed out in the single digits and teens overnight and early this morning, though temperatures have been climbing across a large part of interior New York and New England over the last several hours. Many places are now back through the 20s and even into the lower 30s across the region. There are, though, pockets of much colder air where it is more difficult to displace, and parts of northern New York and central and northern Vermont are still in the teens. This is important as we have rounds of showers moving through the region, generally light sleet and freezing rain, and a winter weather advisory is out for just about the entire region for the early morning hours as the precipitation will cause some slippery travel. There is even a few snowflakes across parts of the area, but little if any snow accumulation is expected as temperatures are expected to continue to climb through the morning drive and into the mid part of the morning. A storm system currently moving through the western Great Lakes will track into southern Canada. An increasing southerly wind will continue to drive in milder air, and everyone should get past freezing and up into the upper 30s to around 40 by mid to late afternoon. So any precipitation that's left over will fall mainly in the form of rain showers today and continue into this evening. Overnight tonight, as cooler air starts to flow in, we'll see temperatures drop back down into the 20s to around 30 with scattered rain and snow showers. For tomorrow, a gusty west wind at times over 30 miles per hour, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and cool, scattered snow showers. Temperatures, though, still above freezing, mainly in the middle to upper 30s. On Wednesday, with high pressure building in, we'll have a little more sunshine mixed with clouds and highs again in the upper 30s to around 40. Things will remain quiet through Thursday with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and highs right around 40 degrees. The next disturbance could bring us a few light snow showers as it tracks across the Great Lakes and into the region on Friday. High temperatures still, though, will be in the 30s. And then over the weekend, sharply colder air will start to flow in behind that system. Scattered snow showers and a gusty wind dropping temperatures into the upper 20s and lower 30s for highs. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, although most of the heavy snow is winding down, blizzard warnings continue for a large part of South Dakota and western Minnesota. Light snow will continue for a while longer, but the wind will persist for most of the day, producing considerable blowing and drifting snow in visibilities of 1/4 mile or lower. And winter storm watches and warnings are out for the central and southern Rockies out to the southern high plains of the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles as the next storm heads through. Storm totals in the mountains could be up to 1 to 2 feet of snow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Santa Barbara, California, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Bodrum Milas Airport in Turkey at 4:50 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 19 degrees with a southwest wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 18, 56% relative humidity, a south wind at 15 gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 26 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain showers near 50, Boston rain in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo rain and snow showers, windy, with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 28 degrees, the low 5 below zero. The average temperature 12, that's 13 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 6.8 inches for the month, which is 2.1 inches above normal, and 26.4 inches for the season, which is 12.4 inches below normal. There were 53 heating degree days yesterday for the month, 448, and for the season, 3,924. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high 59 set in 1981, and the record low 18 below zero in 1962. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:22 p.m. 10 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with snow, sleet, and freezing rain showers this morning, then rain showers this afternoon, high temperatures in the upper 30s. Windy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy, with snow, sleet, and freezing rain showers early this morning, then just plain rain showers, temperatures starting below freezing but rising into the lower 40s by later this afternoon. Breezy with rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow, sleet, and some freezing rain showers early this morning, then rain showers, highs near 40. Breezy with rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with snow, sleet, and freezing rain showers early this morning, then rain showers with highs in the lower 40s. Breezy with rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with snow, sleet, and freezing rain showers early this morning, then rain showers with highs near 40. Breezy with rain and snow showers tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, cool with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 30s, a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday with highs both days near 40, a few snow showers Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid to upper 30s, then upper 20s and lower 30s with windy, cold weather over the weekend and scattered snow showers. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.